It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Microsoft announced this week partnerships with a number of tech companies focused on augmented reality and virtual reality. The partnerships mean that the software for Microsoft's HoloLens, that augmented reality headset that projects holographic images into the room with you, will work with other hardware, like other headsets or controllers. Why would Microsoft partner with potential competitors? Well, we asked Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood.
If you think about it, it's not that surprising. It's sort of like Microsoft trying to establish itself as the Windows of augmented reality, and they're trying to get hardware makers on board with developing headsets and hardware that will work with its augmented reality software.
Marketplace's Molly Wood. The World Health Organization estimates that people with some form of disability represent 15% of the world's population. Well, this month, there's a meeting at the United Nations in New York about navigating the globe's varying accessibility regulations. And part of that meeting is about apps that can crowdsource information on accessibility for those who need it. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more.
Hey, George.
That's Jason Da Silva getting his personal assistant, George, to silence his phone for him. We're in his apartment in Queens. He says after he developed multiple sclerosis about 10 years ago, getting out got more complicated.
There's times that I was finding it impossible just to go out and meet a friend at a bar or have a date.
Because it was hard to figure out where his wheelchair would fit, how many stairs there were, whether there was a bathroom he could use. So he made an app.
The app is called Access Map.
AXS Map. Da Silva makes it available for free, but he also has a related startup that's looking for investors. Access uses Google Places to let people around the world post detailed reviews about accessibility, like Yelp, but for people with various types of physical disabilities.
We have over 100,000 reviews around the world.
And other people have made apps in German and Japanese. Professor Derek Cogburn from American University thinks big data and crowdsourcing are the future of accessibility.
The disability community can really sort of vote with their pocketbook, so to speak.
And he'll be at the UN in a couple weeks talking about it. But I wanted to see the app in action. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm going to open up the app, searching for restaurants near me. A little bit of scrolling through, and I find a restaurant called Yayo's just down the block. And I'm walking up a ramp into Yayo's. It's a big open space where I meet manager Geronimo Diaz.
We try to accommodate every wheelchair that comes here, no matter how busy we are.
In theory, every place is supposed to be accessible, but older businesses often haven't made those updates. Diaz says Yayo's first became accessible when it was renovated. Now people in wheelchairs are some of the restaurant's most loyal customers.
They keep on coming back.
But a lot of businesses aren't thinking about disabled customers. Crowdsourcing just might be a way to pressure them to change. In New York, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
In its various forms, sci-fi classic Star Trek has a lot of gadgets. Phasers, warp drives, tricorders, the replicator, which makes lots of stuff.
Hot, plain tomato soup.
Well, a new book out this week called Trekonomics looks at how all of these things paint an economic picture for us of what our aspirational future society might look like. Manu Saadia is the author. Manu, the replicator actually plays a key role in Star Trek's economy.
So the replicator can make anything you want on demand and on the spot.
So it's almost like a supercharged 3D printer.
Yes. I say in the book that it is a metaphor for automation and the end point of the process by which machines replace us in the manufacturing and making of things.
And we're starting to get to that place today in the real world.
We are. It's very uncanny. But in a way, what's very special about the replicator in Star Trek is that it is a public good without any kind of obligation to pay. they made a collective decision to make it available to everybody. You can see that because other civilizations in Star Trek, say the Ferengis, the capitalists of the galaxy, well, they have replicators, but they make you pay for them.
And Star Trek, we should say, imagines what can be called this kind of post-scarcity society.
Star Trek shows a world where it's a thought experiment of what would happen to humanity if economic conditions were radically improved to the point where the economic problem of scarcity has been solved. All the behaviors that we are accustomed to, and I'm thinking, for instance, conspicuous consumption, has gone the way of the dodo.
You don't need to show off your Ferrari because nobody cares. They can all have their own Ferrari.
Exactly. And so they have to find other ways for their lives to be meaningful. And in particular, exploring the galaxy is something that seems to be a good way in the Star Trek universe to imbue meaning to your life.
Manu Saadia, he is the author of Trekonomics, The Economics of Star Trek. Manu, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And Uber is still valued at $62.5 billion, but the company is now reporting its largest cash infusion ever came from Saudi Arabia. That country's public investment fund gave Uber $3.5 billion. It'll help Uber expand internationally, where it's meeting more and more competition from homegrown ride-hailing companies in various countries. Saudi Arabia's fund, closely tied to the royal family, didn't come no strings attached, though. One of its managing directors will get a seat on Uber's board. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.